Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. We've got our good friend Dr. Bert Folsom here. He's an original founding member of our Brain Trust, the original resident historian. He's a professor of history at Hillsdale College in Hillsdale, Michigan. The author of a number of really important books, FDR Goes to War, New Deal or Raw Deal. His new book is a very interesting expose on it was just completely different from all of his other books, Death on Hold, which you'll have to check that out. He's our good friend, Bert Folsom. Welcome back to the show.
Well, Jim, good to be back with you.
It's good to have you back. Hey, Bert, I predicted in one of my 2016 predictions that President Obama would replace a Supreme Court Associate Justice this year.
Wow.
But I wasn't smart enough to just let it go at that. I actually thought I was a little smarter than I am. I actually said probably on the left, because I thought it would be Ginsburg.
Uh-huh.
Now, I wasn't predicting Ginsburg was going to die, although sometimes when you see her sitting up there, she looks like she's already gone. I don't mean to be hateful, but she usually nods off and looks like she's asleep. Anyway,
right.
So I wasn't predicting she was going to die. I was predicting that they would put enough pressure on her to get her to leave office so that they wouldn't have to worry about her being replaced by a Republican a year from now. That was my reason for making the prediction. Of course, it never occurred to me that we'd lose Scalia.
Right.
Which I'm still upset about.
Even with Ginsburg's death, we'd be somewhat in the same problem. The difference would be there would be more sympathy toward the Democrats because it would be one of their people.
There's no way that Obama could do worse than Ginsburg if you're a conservative. And we might do a little better, or they could still do what they're doing, which is to block the whole thing. And I want to talk about that in a minute. But before we get there, the reason I wanted to bring this up this way is that I didn't see Scalia coming, and I don't know, nobody who could have. I mean, he's 79, right. And he seemed to be in good health. But I want you to tell us what you think that Scalia's impact has been on America, his 30 years at the bench. What kind of an impact it's had on America?
Well, it's been a very constitutional impact, very positive impact, because he's very bright, and he always brings back discussions constitutional principles. He's interested in what the founders thought, and thus he's had a powerful sway on the court, in especially with those justices who think somewhat alike, like him, an impact in driving opinion and in putting some backbone in the spine,
right,
and in just being an all around good American.
Well, he kept, even his opposition knew that they had to step up their game to stay up with him.
Well, they had
to bring their A game to step up with him.
He had the trait that William Buckley had, in that he was not only very smart and very talented, but could get along with people on the other side. And that's an interesting trait in today's age, because Ginsburg and others, especially Ginsburg, just thought so highly of him.
Well, they were buddies. They were buddies, in fact.
He had the ability to go across onto the other side and socialize and be friendly and make friends with those people. I think it's interesting, though, to note, Jim, that neither Buckley nor Scalia converted very many people.
Right. Well, one of the things that I said to Diana Furscott Roth a week ago, that Scalia was one of the top 10 jurists in the history of the Supreme Court of America. She said, no, top five.
Okay.
What do you think?
I'm not a lawyer, and I'm not a Supreme Court expert, but I would accept that. I just think he's like the sun shining on the ignorance that is out there and the unconstitutional actions that are mm-hmm. so prevalent out there.
Is there a Scalia, a next generation Scalia out there anywhere, do you think?
Well, I wouldn't be surprised if there is. It's a question of having the will to find it
yeah.
and put that person on the court.
Right.
Remember, it was just 20 years ago that Bill Clinton made the statement, of the people, by the people, for the people.
Mm-hmm.
That was in the Constitution the last time I checked.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you have the President of the United States that doesn't know the difference between the Gettysburg Address and the Constitution.
Right, right. No, I hear you. Yeah, yeah. You're right about that. Hold on to that thought. We'll come back. We're going to talk a little history of replacing Supreme Court justices from our resident historian, Mr. Burton, Dr. Burton Folsom. Quick break. We need to. I'm Jim Blasingham. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.